Welcome to I Love English, Magic London. Visiting London, our choice. 1. St Pancras Station. This is where the Eurostar arrives, but it's not just any train station. When you arrive on the Eurostar, or on your way back to France, do take a moment to admire St Pancras Station from the outside on the Euston Road. It's a masterpiece of Gothic architecture and one of the world's most beautiful stations. Incredibly, it was almost demolished in the 1970s when the station fell into disuse, but was saved thanks to a public campaign led by a famous British poet. Just over the road from it is another big railway terminus, King's Cross, which is notable for two things. First, it's a really useful hub for travelling all over town using the London Underground, or Tube. Secondly, this is where the magical Hogwarts Express leaves from in the Harry Potter books. If you go inside, you can even find platform 9¾. Just don't try running at the wall. 2. Camden Market. London's famous market is just a short walk along the canal from St Pancras. It began back in the 1970s as a little Sunday market selling punk and goth street fashions, vintage clothes and antiques. Half a century later, Camden Market draws 27 million visitors a year and has evolved from temporary Sunday stalls to hundreds of small, permanent shop units that are open all week. Along the way, its image with Londoners has changed from being the ultimate in urban cool to being something of a tourist trap, but it's still unlike anywhere else and totally worth a visit. Today, you'll find everything from original fashions and crafts to mass-produced rubbish, but there's something for everyone there. Go in the morning when it's not so busy. After a couple of hours discovering the labyrinth of stalls, it'll be time to try and choose what to eat from the cornucopia of international cuisines on offer. 3. The British Museum. Your hotel is located close to St Pancras and just next door to the British Museum. The Louvre may be physically bigger, but the British Museum has at least an equal collection of treasures. Entrance is free, except for special exhibitions. And what is on offer inside is nothing more or less than the cultural history of the entire world. From ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia, through classical Greece and Rome, the golden ages of China and India, from early Britain to Renaissance Europe, Asia and the Americas, it's all here. You don't need to have a plan about what you have come here for. Just wander around and see what you discover. Our tip? Wear comfortable shoes. 4. Dennis Sever's House. One of the strangest experiences you can have in London or any other city. This is the kind of curiosity that Britain prides itself on. Back in the 1970s, an eccentric character named Dennis Sever's bought this derelict house just near Spitalfields Market, which is also worth a visit while you're here, by the way. He spent the rest of his life transforming it into a strange, three-dimensional work of installation art. Different rooms recreate different periods of London history, mixing decor, sound, and even smell to give the feeling that a family is living here, and someone could walk through the door at any moment. The bed is unmade, the breakfast is on the table, and so on. It's dark and a little unnerving, but fascinating and unlike anything else anywhere. 5. Oxford Street. Shop until you drop, as the British say. Oxford Street is 2 kilometres of pure commercialism, featuring everything from Selfridges, the original and still possibly the best department store, to the big clothing shops and budget pop-ups. There's always a sea of people, especially at Christmas, when the lights are up and everyone is frantically looking for the perfect present to put under the tree. Perpendicular to it are Bond Street, Oxford Street's high-end designer twin, and Regent Street, home to the world's greatest toy shop, Hamleys. 6. Sir John Soane's Museum. An eccentric architect gifted the nation one of its best museums, his house. When he died in 1837, the architect, Sir John Soane, gifted his house to the nation. It has been kept as it was ever since and is perhaps the oddest and most singular museum in London. Soane used his own house both as a place to test his architectural ideas and experiments with light, ideally be there on a sunny day, and to house his eclectic collection of ancient artifacts from Greek carvings to a pharaoh's sarcophagus. He intended it as a source of education and inspiration for his architecture students, but instead it is really a monument to British eccentricity. His most famous contribution to British culture, by the way, is the design of our iconic red telephone boxes. 7. Exhibition Road. The clue is in the name. The British don't do their museums like the French. The idea here is that children should find them fun and interesting, so they focus on interactivity and engaging explanations. The Natural History Museum and the Science Museum, which are interconnected, have been doing this brilliantly for decades. Dinosaurs are a big part of the former, unsurprisingly, and the second features all kinds of fantastic machinery from the past, present, and future. Just over the road is the more sober design and fashion-centred Victoria and Albert Museum. Incidentally, take time to look at the architecture of the Natural History Museum. It's all in terracotta and features hundreds of creatures, living and extinct, sculpted into the walls. 8. Portobello Road. London's famous Saturday morning antique and bric-a-brac market. On a Saturday morning, only, Portobello Road in Notting Hill is an antiques market, a clothes market, a food market, and a bric-a-brac market all in one. You never know what you might find, but you can be sure that there will be huge numbers of people and it will be loud and good-humoured. Even if you don't buy anything, it's a good excuse to visit one of London's prettier residential neighbourhoods. Get there early, as it is all over by lunchtime, and don't forget that pickpockets are always attracted by this kind of busy, crowded market.